We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All attention on the Braves right now, as they have all the focus of the city of Atlanta as they embark on the NLCS against the Dodgers. And here to talk about that series and all things Braves is Jerome Jerenovich, Fox Sports South, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jerome, I appreciate a couple of minutes on this Saturday. How you doing, sir?
Boy, I tell you, I give you all the props in the world. LSU goes down. Georgia's a little bit of an interesting game, although they should blow them out there. I mean, Florida loses, and you want to talk Braves? I love the fact that you're talking Braves baseball on a college football Saturday in the South. That is how exciting this team is right now. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I heard you a couple of minutes ago, and I'm on the same page with you, because Kenley Jansen doesn't know what he is doing right now. He has lost it. And because of the back end of that Dodgers bullpen is up for grabs and a little bit of disarray, anybody who's watched the Braves this year knows that team in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning is as good, if not better, than every team in baseball offensively. Mm-hmm. And if your star closer has got the yips, I'm reading these prognosticators on the web, as you were the last couple of days, and everyone's picking the Dodgers at 4, 5, 7. I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? I think it's 6 or 7 games. There's no question this is going to go deep, and it is going to be anybody's ball game, just depending on a couple of key elements for either teams.
I feel like you probably just answered my first question, but it feels like to me that this is kind of a sense of destiny for the Braves. I don't want to completely dismiss the Reds and Marlins, but they were both basically 500 teams. And look, that's what really good teams should do. They should dispatch inferior opponents. But does it feel like something bigger, or of what we've seen so far, is just the Braves beating up on, quote, mediocre teams?
I think it's a combination of both. Let's not discount that Reds pitching staff came in pitching as well as any team in baseball. I mean, what Bauer was doing, he's going to win the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. And the fact that granted, that game went 13, but still, the fact that you shut out 4 of the 5 games, you're throwing shutouts here, with 3 guys at the beginning of the season, you were hoping that Max Fried would be your 3rd best pitcher. You were hoping for it. There was no guarantee of it. And here you have Kyle Wright. Keep in mind, the beginning of September, his ERA was 8-0-4 with an ERA of over 8. And these guys have stepped up. So when your whole team plays the way that they do, and you got Travis d'Arnaud looking like, oh my goodness, he's looking like a combination of Chipper Jones and David Justice at the same time. He's just smacking everything out there. It's phenomenal. There is a hint of destiny there. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to go in there and win this series in 5 or 6 games and then win the whole thing against whoever wins the American League. But I think it's more than just beating a Reds team that had a feeble offense and beating a Marlins team that you were better. Keep in mind, they were only 6-4 against the Marlins. And the reason why the numbers against Florida were so skewed, Miami were so skewed this year, was the fact that they had that 29-9 win. If you took that 29-9 counting out of there, their offenses were pretty comfortable. Yeah, the Marlins weren't as good as the Braves, but they weren't significantly worse. I mean, that pretty good Marlins team, and they played really, really well down the stretch. Don't discount how teams really have to step up those last 3 weeks when they get in on a roll, how much better they're playing. And for the Braves to knock them down the way they did, I was pretty impressed. I thought they'd win that series in 4. I did not expect them to win it in 3 and 2 of my shutout.
Jerome Jerenovich, Fox Sports South, Braves host, joining us here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So let's look to the matchup. Game one, Monday night, a little after 8 o'clock. It'll be on Fox. Max against Clayton. And when you look at this matchup, yeah, I mean, certainly if you want to look at resumes and careers and stat lines, you would say advantage Kershaw. But, I mean, Max Fried's a guy who was unblemished in the regular season, and his one hiccup came in the postseason in his last outing, and it still resulted in a win. And it wasn't like he was terrible. He just didn't have his best stuff that day. I mean, I from a matchup standpoint, I just don't see where L.A. is exponentially better in any spot.
I agree. Kershaw was dominant against Milwaukee, and he is the seasoned postseason pitcher, but he's also had some bad postseason outings.
Yep.
And I don't think Max Fried is going to have two outings like that in a row. And the fact that he did not have his best stuff and was able to put together the line score that he did speaks volumes about where his head is. And him and Ian Anderson, they look like guys that have been pitching at the major league level for 8, 9, 10 years. They have great stuff, but they're so focused. They don't get rattled. They do outstanding out there on the hill. I really think it says a lot about their character when they get guys on second and third with nobody out or one out, and they still don't let them score. And for young pitchers to do that in a May or June game is one thing. For them to do it late September and then again in the postseason, that is not as lopsided as it appears because of the resume of Clayton Kershaw. Here's what I think the whole key to this series is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They have an advantage at third base and left field, only because Adam Duvall has kind of quieted down a little bit. And Austin Riley, he's streaky. He'll go 3-4 weeks, and he will look like Mike Schmidt out there. And then for 2 weeks, he'll kind of disappear on you. So he hasn't really come up with those really big hits that we were used to seeing in August and early in September. If those two guys can go back and be 80% of what they were, especially Duvall, that guy gets hot. Forget about it. He is phenomenal. But unfortunately, Turner at third for L.A., he's just a professional hitter. He can just rake. It doesn't matter who is on the mound. They have an advantage there at left and third. If we could somehow combat it, maybe not equal it, but come close to it with those two guys that I just mentioned, I think we have a dominant advantage when we go in the second half of a ball game. That Braves bullpen, this team together, quite frankly, because they didn't know what the starting staff was going to be like. But this is exactly the kind of bullpen that you want for a 60-game season and this bizarre postseason that we have. No days off. This is going to work out to Atlanta's advantage. The only disadvantage we have is that game four starter. That's the only disadvantage that we have. But that doesn't mean LA has a huge advantage, because they don't know what they're doing in that spot either.
Jerome, I don't want to get to the postseason too, or to the offseason too quickly, but I'm enamored with Marcell Ozuna. When he was signed, I thought he would be a top 10 player in the National League East. I know he had a down year last year, but being in this lineup with all this protection, the added luxury of the DH, I'm like, all right, Marcell Ozuna is going to have a great year, but he's even exceeded my expectations. And here he is on a one-year deal. I got to think this guy at 29 years old, he's going to get something around $20 million a year for 4 or 5 years. I don't know how, and I know the Braves have bats upon bats upon bats, but I don't know how you let a guy like Marcell Ozuna go, not just from what he does in the lineup, but the energy level. He's just an infectious character to be around. And I think this is a guy that I hope Alex can find a way to keep long term.
Couldn't agree more. First of all, that is a huge advantage Atlanta has over Los Angeles, that DH spot. Marcell Ozuna is phenomenal. And if they continue with the DH next year, I'm sorry, the Braves are going to have to open the bank. I know they don't like to do that. They have a history of not really wanting to do that and always finding a way to substitute. But anything Alex Anthopoulos does, I'm in his corner. I think he has proven over the last 3 years, you just got to sit there and let the guy do his job. There's no way you doubt that man. Of all the GMs that we have here in Atlanta, I like Travis Schlenk. I like the way that the direction the Hawks are going. But, yeah, it's been absolutely phenomenal. The way he has built this bullpen the last 2 years, especially at the trading deadline last year. So if they do decide to keep the DH in the National League, Liberty Media is going to have to step up, and they're going to have to pay this guy $20 to $25 million because he's going to get that. He's going to get 25 plus probably offers from some teams out there, no question. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's always been a really good hitter. He was an all-star when he was with the Marlins. He was actually a pretty decent defensive player out there, but his defensive skills, I think we would all agree, have taken two steps back.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody cares about his defense. You can hide him in left field for 30 to 40 games a year, no question. If you have the DH, he has just been a godsend for this team. Who would have thought that the guy that they hired to replace Josh Donaldson would come out and have better numbers than Donaldson did and have a bigger impact? Josh was a blast. I love that guy. He was fun. He did the umbrella after the home run and all that. But what Marcelo Ozuna does for the younger players, especially the Latin players, but not just the Latin ones, but for all the younger players, and you touched on it, what he does on that bench, every time we show him on TV, he's talking to one of the young guys, and he's talking about pitch selection, what you're looking for, how he approached his last at bat, what that guy should be looking for. He is much like Chipper was his last 3 or 4 years when he was playing with the Braves. He's another coach in that dugout. And you can't discount what that does for the young guys who are sitting there looking at a guy who, my, he just faced them last inning. It's a lot different than when you're, you know, Kevin Seitzer, no disrespect to him, it's a lot different when Seitzer is trying to talk to a guy and somebody else is saying, look, I just saw that slider. You know, I mean, that just carries a lot of weight on that bench, no question.
Jerome, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for popping on for a few minutes, and let's see if this ride can keep on going for a few more weeks. Thank you very much.
Hey, anytime. Have fun and enjoy those next 7 games because I think it's going so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.